How's it going, gentlemen? This is Scott McKay from XMY Communications, and you're listening to the Leading Man Relationship Management System. Today we're going to talk about something that I think is not covered nearly enough in the realm of men's dating advice, and that's situational conversation. What do you say to women in any specific situation you might encounter? A lot of times we're taught different global ways of communicating. We know that we need to talk with a deeper voice. We need to talk with more alacrity in terms of how we enunciate. If we're from another country, we need to monitor our accents to make sure that we're sending all the right messages to women. We know all those sorts of things, all that sort of elocution. How do I come across with a masculine personality to women instead of appearing effeminate? But today I want to focus on what happens in the real world when you or I actually get in front of a real, live, breathing woman and we are faced with a situation where we must say the right thing, we must send the right message. I don't think that gets talked about enough, so that's what we're going to cover here today. Before we do that, however, I want to share with you a conversation I had with a good friend of mine. We were talking about the different kinds of dating advice, the different kinds of advice men get in terms of relating to the opposite sex in general, and how woefully inadequate it is. On one hand, you have what's commonly known as the seduction community, where the information you'll typically find is somewhat limited to what do I do and say to a woman right when I first meet her to attract her and hopefully get her into bed as soon as possible. The goal is often, hey, you as a guy want to have sex, I'm going to teach you how to have sex. On the other hand, if you are the kind of man who wants to focus more on quality instead of quantity, where do you go? What about attraction? What about teaching you how to be the kind of man who women are attracted to? I just don't think that's covered. So you guys here today are to be commended, first of all, because you are searching for answers on how to be that very, very slim majority of guys who actually get it, who have actually gone and figured out this thing called how to attract the highest level of woman on earth. But my friend and I were talking about the seduction community and the whole concept of taking guys who have a perception that is born of desperation. Let me repeat that again. A perception born of desperation. What do I mean by that? Well, let me tell you. I think when a guy does not have success with women, when he's never even kissed a girl before, maybe he's desperate to have sex, he is looking at his world from the perspective of not really having that experience of knowing what it should even look like to succeed. I think when you look at the seduction community and they look at these guys who are so desperate, they're teaching guys how to trick women, how to use tactics, how to use NLP and hypnosis to pick up women. And the unbelievably sobering truth is when you read the sales pages, when you hear the sales pitch from these different PUA guys, they tend to use the exact same tactics they're wanting to teach guys on how to pick up women on the guys to get them to buy their books. And I think that's a tragedy. I really think that we shouldn't be tricked into learning how to trick women. Doesn't that sound amazingly simple when it's put into plain English? Yet, when you're looking at a perception based on desperation, you will believe what's told you if there's a big promise, if there's a big pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. To kind of give you an example of what I'm talking about, consider the books on the market that are designed to teach guys how to pick up a stripper. Consider pornography and how it's the number one business, non-business to business, the number one consumer-oriented business on the internet is pornography. And consider how you don't really have to pay for porn on the internet to get it. So where's all this money coming from? And then consider for a second these books on how to pick up a stripper. You guys out there who have had any success with women are thinking, good gravy, how come a guy would want to pick up a stripper? I mean, go get a woman, any woman, but a stripper if you want to have a relationship with a great woman. Yet there's these books. The whole concept of giving money to pornography and the whole concept of buying books on how to pick up a stripper. I mean, heck, the whole concept of going and giving money to strippers is based on a perception that is born of desperation. A guy who is desperate goes where he sees a woman who represents to him sexual fulfillment. He does not realize that when he looks around at other women who have lots of class, who are very feminine, who don't look like sex machines, who are going to feed his craving for sex that he's not getting, When he looks around at those women, he doesn't see those women as being potentially sexual, being potentially interested in him. So when he sees a naked woman, however vicariously, he gets one-itis. He gets one-itis for a woman he falls in love with either on his computer screen or in the environment of a strip club. And he starts focusing on how do I get that one woman. As pathetic as that sounds, guys, that's what's driving the porn industry. When you get on the internet and you see these women who have membership pages where you can find out more about them, a club-based membership on a certain kind of woman, those are the ones raking in the money. And the guys who are buying books on how to pick up strippers, that's because they see the stripper as the only real means of being able to satisfy them sexually. They don't have the enlightenment of being a masculine man who is confident and being able to go and get a great woman. And yes, having a depth relationship with her that involves, among other things, a great sex life. So now that your eyes have been opened to that sort of thing, how does it make you feel? Aren't you glad that you're not a desperate guy? Aren't you glad that you're looking at the big picture of attracting a great feminine woman who you can have a real relationship with, and on top of all else, involves this great, intense sex life that guys who are desperate and who are going to these quick fixes, to these snake oil types of outlets in order to get the information they so crave that their itching ears want to hear are never going to experience? I think that's a great feeling. I think there's far too many guys out there falling for it and far too few of you guys. We need to save masculinity in this culture. We need to go give some great women some great guys. You're a part of that, and that's why I value each and every one of you so highly. So with that, let's turn our attention to situational conversation. You know, I do think when you just meet a woman, it's important to treat her as any other person. Put aside the fact that you're incredibly attracted to her and that you would love to get with her sexually, make her your girlfriend, whatever's going through your mind, temporarily suspend that and just talk to her as a normal person. Remember, you are a great man, a good find for her, and a man with many options. So there's no sense in committing yourself to that kind of interest and telegraphing that to her early. That's talked about a lot of places, and here is no exception. When you ask a woman for a date, I think what you're wanting to do is you're wanting to spend time with her. Don't necessarily say, I would like to go out on a date with you. Let's go out and do something serious. It's just, hey, you and I ought to hang out sometime. You might seem like a person I'd like to get along with, to be friends with. Again, this is stuff that's talked about a lot elsewhere. A lot of times guys do trip over the fact that they're calling a woman on the phone for the first time. You know, this is something I do want to talk about. And by the way, guys, I've got 4 dozen of these. So if it sounds like I'm going through some of these that we've been over before or that you've heard elsewhere or can find information on readily elsewhere, that's why. Because there's going to be some things coming up here in this program that are going to be absolutely groundbreaking for you. I do think that when guys call a woman for the first time, there's not a whole lot of information on what to do once you get emails and phone numbers from women. Typically, when you call a woman, you'll get a voicemail. I would say you leave a voicemail for a woman the first time you talk to her that makes it sound as if you're already friends with her. In other words, don't say, hi, this is Scott. I think I met you the other day. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to talk to you on the phone sometime. None of that stuff. Hopefully, when you met her and talked to her for the first time, you had something interesting going on in your conversation that you can bring up or even allude to when you're making that first voicemail to her so that she'll automatically know it's you. For example, hey, this is your favorite guy to spend time with at XYZ restaurant, and just like I promised you I would, I'm calling you back because I'm a man of my word. By the way, the little device I just showed you works very well. It shows that you're a man of character, not a man who's trying to cajole her into calling him back. And typically, she'll say, yeah, he did say he would call me, and so I'll be a woman of my word and call him back. And you know what? If she isn't, then she didn't, and then you don't have to worry about it. That's what having options is all about. So let's say you do get her on the phone the first time. By the way, guys, if she doesn't call back, I would say one more voicemail a couple days later. Kind of use the playing hard to get line. Use the line about, hey, look, I've got a lot of things going on. If you're interested in hanging out with me, you better get while the getting's good. use anything like that just to kind of break the ice. We're not talking about any kind of canned lines here, but just a general attitude. You don't want to kiss up and you don't want to grovel. Those are both bad ideas. But let's say you get her on the phone for the first time. Remember, be upbeat. The first thing you can do to break the ice in this conversation is ask her about her. Getting her talking is incredibly important. As far as what to say to a woman when you first meet her, instead of sitting there going on and on about what you can do, who you are, and how great you are, and how cool your stuff is, get her to talk. I can't recall exactly how many times a woman has said this, but it's been a lot. She'll go, "Wow, you're the most interesting guy I've ever met. You're a great listener. You're just an incredible conversationalist." And she's probably talked 90% of the time. Magical. The same thing happens when you get a woman on the phone for the first time. And remember, we've got an entire separate premium program called Telecom Game where we're going to cover all of this stuff in greater detail. Ask her about her. Don't say, "Hey, look, I was just doing this and here's what I've been up to because I'm such a cool guy." Say, "Hey, look, it's a beautiful day out today. I know you probably did something interesting. What happened? Talk to me." Maybe she talked to you when you first met her about her school, her work, what she does for fun. Hopefully you talked about things like that. Ask her how that's been going for her. There's no better way to start off a first phone call with a woman than to talk about her. Doesn't it sound obvious? Yet almost no guys do it. So once you have her on the phone, you probably want to invite her to spend time with you, assuming you've qualified her and she still seems like a nice person. You've looked under the hood and yeah, she's got a pretty face, but she's also seeming like a nice woman who would be fun to hang out with. You want to initiate that. Don't wait for the woman to say to you guys, "Oh, we should hang out sometime." If she does, that's great. But a woman is generally waiting for the guy to do that. Women want male leadership. You need to lead. Say, "Okay, enough talk. I think it's time for you and I to go meet. I'm going to be doing this on this certain date. You should come along with me." You're going to be doing something that you enjoy. You're going to be inviting her into your reality. Doesn't that sound like such a cool thing to do? Say to this woman, "Welcome to my reality. You should be deserving what you want, and you're taking women along with you. You're not going to be planning some big event for this woman where you can impress her. You simply are going to matter of fact say, 'I'm doing this, and you should come along with me.'" If she doesn't have availability for that time, don't panic. She may have a busy life also. Typically, when a woman says, "I can't make it on that date," she'll give you an alternative date because she has a high interest level in you. If she doesn't give you an alternative date and just says, "Nope, you know what, I can't make it," you're probably barking up the wrong tree. But say, "All right, look, I have this date up and also to do this. Are you in?" If she isn't, then you're probably wasting your time. And that's okay, guys, because you're not going to get along with every woman, and not every woman is going to be completely true to her word. And let's face it, some women are just going to be flaky and they're not going to be able to be upfront with you about how they're feeling. They'll just keep leading you on. Let's talk about flakiness for a second. If you say to a woman, "Hey, look, I've got this thing going on. I want you to be a part of it with me." Then you can say to her, "Look, one thing that really drives me up the wall is when someone says they're going to do something and they don't do it. To me, that's a big part of having good character. I'm a man of good character, and I expect that in the women that I hang out with. Are you going to be there at the time you say you're going to be there?" This blows women away because you talk about it in terms of having character. I know that it's been taught by David D'Angelo and some other folks about the anti-flaking mechanism where you basically call a woman out on it before you go out on a date with her, and then she won't flake. But when you tie it to character, something really magical happens. You take that from not just being an anti-flake line or technique or device, but you're also sending the message to this woman, "Look, I've got high character. Do you?" And we've talked about it time and time again, fellas. Women want men of character. Nobody in this culture anymore, it seems, does what he or she is saying they're going to do. They just don't do it. I see this time and time again on the job with my friends, with people I know, acquaintances, and I'm sure you do too. How many times are you told, "Hey, I'll get this done for you by the end of the workday," and it doesn't happen? When you are one of the few and the proud guys with high character who actually does that, you've caught a woman's attention. Now, you know I like to talk about cooking for your date. I get asked quite a bit, several times, probably a month. Hey, how do I ask a woman to come over my house so I can cook for her? Typically, what I do in this situation, again, this is probably someone you've known for a while, but let me tell you about something that can even work when you don't know the woman very well and you're actually just considering hanging out with her for the first time. Just start talking about cooking. Food is something that's easy to bring up in conversation. You can ask a woman, hey, what did you have for lunch today? And no matter what she says, say, hey, you know what? I've got this recipe I've been wanting to cook up. Or, you know, I just cooked this recipe up last week, if that's the case, and it turned out really well. And mix in something about how you cooked it. And that'll intrigue her. She'll go, wow, you can cook? And you just say to her matter-of-factly, well, absolutely. Everybody eats, so I think if a guy's going to eat the right kind of food instead of, you know, living on fast food for the rest of his life, he's got to learn how to make it. And she'll go, wow, that's really impressive. And then you say to her, well, you know, if you play your cards right and you're a good girl, maybe I'll cook for you sometime. Or she may chime in with, hey, you know, I'm a pretty good cook myself, in which case you bust out with the line, well, you know what, we should have an Iron Chef battle in my kitchen. It's amazing how often women will say, absolutely. Now, why do I mention at this point in the program about that? Simple. You cannot have a woman flake on you if you're cooking dinner for her. So using the anti-flaking mechanism and tying it to character, certainly, is especially important when it comes to cooking for your date. You have to tell this woman, look, I'm going to be cooking for you, which means I'm going to prepare for this to make it really cool. So let's make sure that this date on the schedule is good for you. Chances are she will not flake out on you. Because women understand that sort of thing. And you know what, guys? If you're cooking for a woman and she flakes out on you, you've probably dodged a bullet anyway. Because that woman seriously lacks character. If she knows you're doing something that cool for her and doesn't let you follow through on that. The only other thing I would add on cooking for your date is make sure when you ask that woman to come over your house so you can cook for her, make sure you know any particular foods she doesn't like or is allergic to. That should be part of that situational conversation every single time. Another situation that often comes up is the first time you want to get physical with a woman when you're on a date with her. I think the best policy here as far as situational conversation is as little as possible. You should have a good read on where the woman is. You know about the most important 30 minutes in dating that I talk about a lot, where that's the 30 minutes after you figure out she's sexually attracted to you. I don't think in general that it involves a lot of conversation. When you want to hold a woman's hand for the first time, basically you hold your hand out and she takes it. If you're not sure whether she wants to hold your hand yet or not, what you do is you offer her your arm, like you're going to escort her across the street to the car or whatever, and she'll take it. Now, as far as kissing a woman, a lot of times a guy will say, "Can I kiss you?" Again, I don't know if conversation is the way to go here. I'll get asked a question every once in a while. What do I say to a woman when I'm ready to kiss her? I think basically you just exchange glances with a woman and then kiss her. Asking women's permission to kiss them is generally a bad idea. And I've got tons more on exactly how to get physical with a woman the right way in that character-based Keno premium program that you'll find in the members area. So let's talk for a second now about when you're on a date with a woman, first date, let's say you make a mistake, okay? The worst thing you can do is grovel and apologize when you make a mistake. I mean, for example, let's say the coffee comes and you spill coffee all over yourself. What you want to do is you may make a joke about it and you may say to yourself, okay, well, now I've given you permission to make your mistake. You can do that anytime now. But generally, blow it off. Don't make some self-loathing statement. Don't worry about it. Don't bring it up again later. What happened, happened. And I can guarantee you guys, she will be looking at that situation to see how you respond to it. And she'll be looking for a masculine, confident response from you. And that may even make her like you more if you can joke about it. Now, the flip side of that, let's say she spills the coffee all over herself. And again, this can apply to any kind of faux pas that happens on a date. You can say to her, especially if she's feeling mortified, which women will usually feel that way, you may say to her, hey, look, you know what? I'm glad you spilled the beans there. Now I know that I have one in the account. Next time I make a mistake, I know you already went first. Make her feel good about it. Make light of it. Don't laugh at her. Don't make fun of her. Then is not the time to say something that's a teasing thing. What you want to do is you want to make a woman feel comfortable around you. In fact,
You always want to make a woman feel comfortable around you. Guys, the secret to having a woman be attracted to you, the secret to her wanting to be physical with you, to want to be with you, is that you make her feel comfortable when you're around. Once you got that accomplished, guys, the world is your oyster when it comes to women. All these tips, tricks, tactics, they're designed to camouflage either neediness, insecurity, or a sex-focused approach. When women understand that you have a hidden agenda, they're not feeling comfortable around you. As we're doing here, you begin to truly appreciate women, treat them as human beings instead of sex objects. Really, what you're saying should indicate that. She should be already feeling that vibe from you that, you know, you respect her and you like her for who she is. And from there, the words you use serve to underscore that. Now, let's go a little bit deeper into what happens on the date. Let's say she says something to you that you feel was either rude, misplaced, or speaks poorly of her character. She says something to you that makes you feel disrespected. How do you handle that? A lot of guys might say, hey, look, just blow it off. Maybe she's having a bad day. You don't want to telegraph that she made you feel uncomfortable. Well, I'm going to look at it from a different perspective. You want a woman to respect you. You don't want to let her feel as if she can disrespect you. So I would say you definitely, but gingerly, bring up to her, hey, you know what? That was kind of disrespectful. Or, I'm not sure I like the tone of what you just said to me. It may be end of the date right there, guys. Because if a woman responds poorly to that and says, well, you know what? I pretty much hate all men and you're just another sex-focused guy like all the rest of them. Don't let her get away with that. Say to her, you know, I beg to differ. I think I am different than other guys. Just make it that easy. Don't put it back in her face and say something disrespectful to her. But I do think it's a great idea when you feel like she's saying something disrespectful either to you personally or to men in general that you stand up and say that you're a man of character and that does not describe you very well. Along these same lines, I think another thing that men don't necessarily know how to handle is apologies. If something goes wrong and you feel like you do need to apologize for what you just said or what you did, and you want to get that across without giving all your power away, what you do is you apologize exactly once. Ask her if she accepts your apology, then move on. I think that's really as simple as it gets. Now, if you have a woman who is apologizing profusely to you, that's a huge indicator of poor self-esteem, which we've talked about before. Call a woman out on that. Say, hey, look, don't say you're sorry all the time when you haven't done something wrong. Tell her you appreciate when a woman is secure enough with her own self that she realizes that she doesn't have to apologize for breathing, for heaven's sakes. And, oh, yeah, don't be surprised with when you present a woman with that. She goes, oh, I'm sorry. On the other hand, if a woman needs to apologize to you, you as a man have got to weigh very closely whether you're going to accept the apology or not. In other words, if she has grossly mistreated you, if she has out and out lied to you, if she has cheated on you, anything that I would consider a relational deal breaker of pretty much the most serious sort, you can not accept that apology, but you're going to need to break off the relationship. Now, if a woman does something that's a minor faux pas and she apologizes, please tell her, apology accepted, and then you can just move on. Whatever you do, don't get catty about it. Don't start pouting about it. Don't let the emotions overpower you for the rest of the night if she did something that disappointed you. That's kind of immature. It's definitely not masculine, and she's not going to be respecting you, and she's not going to be any more attracted to you, certainly, if you behave like that. Now, the reason why I bring this up, guys, is because you may feel at the time, you know, screw this chick, forget her. I don't want to deal with this from her, and you may have that immature attitude. But when you go home and you're lying in bed at night by yourself, probably, you're going to be thinking to yourself, you know, that's a great woman. And I let my emotions get the best of me. And if you say something that you regret at that point, you're going to find yourself paying for it later. So there you go. Always think through what you're going to say. That's a very important characteristic of any situational conversation. Another thing you're going to have to deal with conversationally at some point or another is lateness. Let's say you're going to be picking up a woman to hang out with her. I don't care if you've known her for 2 days or for 2 years. If you're going to be late, don't just sit there in the car speeding and sweating. Pick up the cell phone. Call her. Say, hey, look, I'm running 5-10 minutes behind. Give her an honest assessment of the situation. She'll go, okay, that's cool. Just like you would in the business world. If you have an appointment with a customer, you call that customer, tell that customer you're going to be 10 minutes late. 100% of the time, it's okay. No one's going to browbeat you because you got caught in traffic, but they will be disappointed. They will consider you a bit flaky again if you don't let them know what the situation is. Now, if a woman calls you up and she said she's going to be late, you need to afford her that same kind of grace. Now, if she doesn't call you, or if she calls you 3 minutes before she was supposed to be there when you were meeting somewhere that took a half an hour to get to it, that's a different story. That is tantamount to flakiness as far as I'm concerned. Don't let a woman get away with that. Don't be Mr. Nice Guy and go, oh, you know what? You're so beautiful. I think that's okay. Nonsense. Just like you would for your buddies, treat her like an adult. Don't treat her like a child, and don't treat her like she's royalty with special privileges. She owes you being there on time, just like you owe her the courtesy and the respect of being there on time. Now, if she completely stands you up, she better have a good excuse. And by good excuse, she's got a death in the family. She was in a vicious car accident. She's trapped under something really heavy. I don't care what it is, as long as it's a really, really good excuse. The, oh, you know what? I forgot. Oh, you know what? I had a better date. If she stumbles over her description of the situation at all, you're being played. Don't accept being stood up. And oh, by the way, guys, don't stand up women either. That comes back to haunt you. That comes home to roost. Now, another thing that can often happen on a date, especially a first date, is you are confronted with meeting a person for the first time. Perhaps you met her online, and you're either going to be pleased with how she looks, or you're not going to be pleased with how she looks. Or maybe you met her in a dark club, and now that you've met her, you're not so impressed with her. You don't want to continue the date. Or maybe she even looks good, but she makes such a major error or does something that's such a turnoff at the front end of the date that you really just don't know how to proceed. What do you say to her? Well, here's how I look at it. If a woman has absolutely misrepresented herself, in other words, if she's blatantly lied, if her online dating profile says that she was slender and she's 400 pounds and you just don't happen to like 400 pound women, if her pictures were 12 years old, anything, if she's misrepresented herself, you have every right to say to that woman, you know, the impression I got of who you were going to be when I met you was very, very different than who you actually are. And I don't think we're a match. You have every right to say that to her right then and there. Realize she may be full of invective at that point and just let you have it and call you every name in the book. I don't think you have to put up with that. I don't think you have to sit there and invest your time and resources in a woman who has misrepresented herself to you. Now, that said, there were situations where in real life, she disappointed me. I did not insult the woman. I did not come down on her. There were actually very few times I felt like I had been blatantly lied to. It was just a matter of, you know, the book not matching the cover when I finally met her. Typically what I did was I treated it as a situation where, hey, look, you know, I might make a nice friend. She may have some good looking friends. And I made her laugh. I had a good time. And at the end of the date, I said, hey, you know what? I enjoyed meeting you. I wish you well in your search. That says to a woman, hey, look, I don't think this is going to work out between you and I. At least she should be getting that message. And it does it in a very gracious manner. Now, she may not like you. You may not meet her needs. If you're charming, if you're a great man, you can absolutely cut down on the number of times you have to experience this kind of humiliation. Especially, guys, if you're honest with yourself and with the women you're talking to online enough to make a profile that accurately reflects who you are. Enough said. Yet, even when you've covered all the bases, sometimes she's just not going to like you. You need to be gracious. You're not going to be every single woman's cup of tea. It's okay. Matter of fact, I mean, look at Emily. My own wife told me point blank one day, she doesn't understand what women see in George Clooney. She doesn't even think Brad Pitt's all that handsome, yet she ended up with me. Guys, you're not going to be able to kiss all the girls. It's okay. However, like I said, if you're a sharp guy who knows how to ignite femininity, you're going to have a surprisingly high percentage of women who do like you. Okay? But when she doesn't, you need to be gracious and go, hey, look, that's cool. I wish you well. That's all it takes. Go on to the next one. Now, all of that said, there's times when you're going to meet someone or she's going to meet you and you are going to like each other. You're going to want to pay each other compliments. If she pays you a compliment, guys, it's very simple. You say, thank you. I appreciate that. That's all it takes. Please don't say, oh, no. I think you're going overboard. No, show some confidence. Show some grace, though. Don't say, wow, really? You really think I'm handsome? Oh, man, that is so cool. No, you see where that goes. That's groveling. That just looks weak. A simple, thank you, I appreciate that. It'll blow women away. Now, if she's a very playful, spunky woman and you want to throw the cocky, funny line out there, my favorite is, man, I tell you what. It's always, wow, you're so hot, you're so gorgeous, you're so amazingly handsome. Why can't I just be an average guy for once in my life? And she'll laugh and she'll think it's funny. You've made light of it, yet in a way, with that kind of fun joke, with that kind of banter, you said to her, hey, you know what? Thanks, I appreciate it. And you can say, thanks, I appreciate it when you're done with the cocky line. Now, if she looks great, you can say to her, you look terrific tonight. Please leave it at that. She'll get the message. Don't go, oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm out with a woman so beautiful. You know where that goes. Guys will fawn over women. Women will start very quickly when you harp on their looks to think that that's what you're obsessed with and that you're trying to get in their pants. Now, you can be wildly sexually attracted to this woman, but at the same time, you don't want her to think that's what you're focused on. Simply delivering the line and moving on from there is terrific. I also like the advice that says you'd compliment her on something very specific. In other words, if she is wearing a particularly tasteful dress, you say, hey, you know what? I want you to know that I noticed that you're wearing that particular kind of dress, and I know that speaks very highly of a tasteful woman. She'll be blown away by that. If you like how her fingernails are painted, tell her. Tell her, hey, you know what? I love women with that dark red nail polish. Great manicure. As a matter of fact, that might be a nice segue to actually holding her hand. She'll hold her hand out and let you see them. Grab her hand. See how cool that works? Recently, I was having a conversation with a friend, and he did something terrific on a date. He took her to a Thai restaurant, and she didn't know how to use chopsticks. So he offered to help her learn how to use chopsticks. Great example of male leadership, right? Great example of how to take conversation into a very practical arena where you can be actually relating to the woman. How cool is that? And of course, since then, things have gone even better for that guy with that woman. Great stuff. So again, keep the compliments to a minimum. Now, when you're on a date, you may also, if you're with a particularly good-looking woman, you might get challenges from other guys. How do you handle that? Here's the way you handle it. First of all, don't get violent. Don't get defensive. Simply say to yourself, first of all, as you assess the situation, look, I'm the winner here already. I'm the one who's here with this woman. I will leave with her, most likely. Everything right now is in my favor. You may say to the guy, if he just blatantly comes up to you, hey, why don't you join our conversation? And look to her to have her agree with you. Kind of give her the eyebrow flash and say, hey, yeah, let's have him join us. And usually, I mean, think if this was happening to you guys. You would go, oh, you know what? This is getting a little dicey. I was supposed to be challenging this guy, and things aren't really going the way I expect them to. That would tell you, if you were the guy trying to AMOG your way into a situation with another guy's woman, that, hey, you know what? These two might be pretty secure with each other, and he's fixing to have a lot of fun with me. Usually, the guy who's the aggressor in that situation will bail. You'll be shocked. And you know what? By the way, it doesn't matter how big a guy you are. It doesn't matter if you're a particularly smaller guy and a huge guy is hitting on your woman. It will still work because it's not a physical thing. It's a psychological thing. Now, if you go to the restroom and let's say you're out with a beautiful woman, you know, it's amazing how many times you'll come out of the restroom and some guy's hitting on the woman. He's chatting her up. A lot of times the woman will be very gracious, but you know, in all of these situations, watch how the woman responds. Is she playing you or is she trying to help you? Is she saying, hey, you know what? I think you're being kind of disrespectful. I'm with this guy here. That's a good woman you have. If she starts talking and flirting a little with this new guy who's kind of wedged his way into the situation, look at that as a red flag, guys. That's a woman who's not really operating with a high deal of integrity considering she's on a date with you. Now, another thing a woman can do on a date, and another thing you might be doing on a date, is talking about your exes too much. When in doubt, leave it out. If she starts talking about a bunch of other guys she's dated, especially in the context of them being idiots or jerks, you can kind of take that as, hey, look, you know what? She's trying to tell me how things have been in the past so that hopefully I'll be better. Or she may just be complaining. And I would say, hey, you know what? I'm more interested in learning about you than a bunch of other guys. And give kind of a little wry smile and raise one eyebrow. Women will almost always get the message. After all, what woman doesn't want the guy she's with to start talking about her? And you've kind of brought her back around very gently. Now, again, please don't brag about the women you've been with. I've heard these horror stories from women that guys go out with them on first dates and start bragging about how many women they've slept with. And you guys are wondering why you're not sleeping with any of these women? What, are you crazy? They don't want to hear that. They don't want to hear about other women. They want to hear about them. They want you to be asking about them. More importantly, they want to be talking about themselves. If you can pull that, you're going to be doing great every time you're with a woman. So again, anytime the conversation is turning towards some ex or some guy that's currently interested in her or some woman who's currently interested in you, see that for what it is. It's insecurity on either side. It needs to be dealt with and probably squelched right then and there. Talk about each other. Talk about the future. Don't talk about the past. Now that brings up another point. A lot of times, if you're negative and you're complaining on a date, it's a turnoff. If she is starting to be a negative complainer, call her out on it. You don't have to put up with that. And you know, it's amazing how many times women don't even realize they're doing it. And you can say, wow, do you have to be so negative all the time? I mean, it's a beautiful day. It's a beautiful life. She'll go, was I being negative? Oh yeah, you're talking about how much you hate this, how much you hate that. Coworkers, the weather, your life, your job. Please be positive. Let's talk about things we like. That's the kind of leadership women actually respond to. One time I was out with a woman who was beautiful and very sweet, but she seemed to hate everything. And I had to call her out on it exactly once. And you know, we continued to see each other for several months after that, off and on. I don't think she ever complained about anything ever again. Just bringing her around that one time absolutely was enough. It was absolutely amazing. Now, here's a good one, and sometimes this catches guys off guard. You'll be out on a first date with a woman, and conversation will be flowing very normally. You obviously like each other. All of a sudden, she'll say something very sexually charged out of the blue. One time I was with a woman who was saying how much of a nice girl she is, how she was raised a certain way. We were talking about work and she was handling herself with such grace and class. And she was saying, yep, by day I work in the accounting department, but at night I turn into a total sex kitten. And she just looked me square in the eye and said that kind of with that look in her eye. And I said, well, you know what? Don't you think we should know each other a little bit better before we start talking like that? I mean, you know, I'm not that kind of guy. And I did smile after I said that, but she lit up and she changed the subject. Now, what was she doing there? How in the world did that come up? Sometimes women will actually slip because they're feeling so hot for you that they actually turn the conversation towards sex. Other times, a woman is saying, wow, this guy is really terrific, but is he sex focused? Is he sexually desperate? Can he respect me? So if you respond with that gasping deep breath where all of a sudden your heart just started palpitating and all of a sudden your blood pressure just went up and you're thinking, oh my gosh, I'm starting to get some, and you're starting to think like Emily's dog Cosmo, who spins around three times and basically can't control himself when we put a doggy dish in front of him. If you're starting to act like a high-strung chihuahua, well then, guess what? You have just failed a test. Because a woman wants to know if you're secure enough in your own sexuality to talk about it in a matter-of-fact tone with her. Women can do this, and they're looking for that from you. By the way, if the conversation turns to sexuality on the first date and it is a matter of fact conversation, go with the flow, guys. It's just another conversation. But don't point it in the direction of, I want to have sex with you. This is starting to make me hot and horny. Just talk about it as a matter of fact thing. Women are very impressed by that. And it says an amazing amount about how you are well-rounded, well-balanced. You're a great guy and you're not focused on the sex. Now, another thing that happens on dates often is this whole concept of being arrogant and bragging about things. You don't want to start conversation with a woman on a date that demonstrates anything to the effect of, hey, you know what? I'm better than you. Especially, I'm better than all women. If you start saying very sexist things, if you start being what was previously known as a chauvinist and demonstrating to women that you just don't respect them at all, which is what it all comes down to, if you see them as somewhat less than human, don't be surprised when women don't respond very powerfully to you guys. Treat women as human beings. Enjoy their presence. Don't brag about how much you have, how high up the corporate ladder you've ascended. Don't brag about your bank account. For God's sake, I saw a website the other day somebody sent me. They will sell you phony ATM slips that show you have $797,000 in your bank account or something, the purpose of which supposedly, allegedly, is for you to give out your number to women at bars with. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine paying for phony ATM slips because you're trying to impress women like that? Here's the deal. You've wasted your money if you buy those things because women aren't impressed. Now, if you have a nice car, don't tell her about the nice car when you're on the phone with her. Simply pick her up in it. Don't make a comment when she gets in the car with you. Just like nothing is special, nothing is particularly different. Now, she may also start bragging to you. She may start talking about how great she is. And you know what, guys? I realize that doesn't bother us as much as our bragging and our arrogance bothers women. But you know, enough is going to be enough. And if she's going to be someone with that kind of personality, you need to decide whether that's someone you want to deal with long term. Now, if she's arrogant, if she starts thinking she's better than you, etc., etc., you're dealing with a woman who absolutely positively is going to be hard to get along with for any man. Realize that up front. If she doesn't like men, if she thinks men are inferior, if she thinks she is so smart and so superior to you, realize she's never going to find a man she can respect. Probably time to cut ties, especially early in the relationship, and go find a better woman. Now, the opposite side of this coin is what I call neediness or even brattiness. Women can't stand when we're needy. A lot of times I think we sort of, as guys, could use a real working definition of what neediness means. Neediness isn't so much you are in need of a woman, but it's kind of coming off as desperate for attention. People don't approve of you much, therefore you're sort of starved for it, like someone who isn't breathing is starved for oxygen, or someone who hasn't eaten is starving for food. And that speaks poorly of your worth as a human being to a woman. If you're being showered with accolades all the time, chances are you're not starving for accolades and you're not looking for all those kudos all the time. But if you're going to a woman saying, hey, didn't you think what I just did was really cool? Or don't you think I look good? Or aren't you impressed with this? Women are going to be rolling their eyes and they're not going to want to go out on second dates with you. So that is not good situational conversation, and that comes off as needy. Also, clinginess, which is wanting her attention after the date, calling her too much, talking too much to her outside of a dating context. You need to lay low. You need to be laid back. Neediness and clinginess then being related but actually different. Now, we as guys can tolerate a bit of neediness from a woman because women respond to male leadership and we like a woman who will follow us. We like to be needed by a woman. But if she is searching for your approval too much, believe me, it starts to weigh on you a bit also. When she starts saying, what do you think? Does my butt look too big in these jeans? She starts looking a little insecure to you, doesn't she? Yeah, not very attractive. So those are the kind of things we want to avoid in conversations. Selfishness, making demands of you. I don't know if you guys are like me or not, but I'm guessing you are. If someone has an entitlement mentality towards you, in other words, they act towards you as if you owe them something, chances are you're not going to be feeling real good about giving it to them. Women and men are exactly the same in that regard. In other words, if a woman thinks all you want is the sex and you're just going to try to get sex from her, she's going to be withholding it from you because in her mind, you don't deserve it. You haven't done anything nice to her to basically win her desire to give something to you. She doesn't feel generous towards you because you're making those demands. You're being selfish. If the woman is always doing what she wants to do, and again, this is stereotypical. The woman goes, oh, I think you and I should go shoe shopping today for me. And after that, we're going to go to my favorite restaurant. And after that, we're going to do what I want to do. You're going to start getting resentful, aren't you? Bad situational conversation to say, I want to do what I want to do. It's my way or the highway because you're not creating rapport with a woman. You're not creating any kind of goodwill at all with a woman. And see, when she does the same thing to you, you don't feel good towards her. You feel like she's trying to wrest control of the relationship, not good, and you feel kind of like you're being used. No one should be using each other. Your conversation should be instead designed to make her feel like she is the most important woman in the world when you are with her. I don't care if you're dating 6, 8, 10 women at once. When you are with that woman, you are to be with her. Now, let's talk about cell phones. If the cell phone rings and you must take the call, if it's something that you absolutely have to take, you're going to have to make a judgment call right there what's more important because you will be turning the woman off. Unless she has children who are being taken care of by a babysitter, I think she should have left the phone at home. I really do. Or at least left it in the car or turned it on vibrate, put it in her purse and forgotten about it. Don't tolerate a woman being on the cell phone when she's spending time with you. That's disrespectful. The other thing is when you're taking the phone calls, if you must take the phone call, keep it as short as possible. Limit these phone calls and tell the woman that you absolutely have to take this phone call. It will not be long and that she is important and you're going to be right back to her. Then stick to your guns. But again, I remember I used to take my cell phone. I used to hold it up in the car and show it to the woman while I was driving with her somewhere, especially on first or second dates. Look at her, smile, take the cell phone and toss it in the back seat and laugh. What a message that sent to women. And that's the kind of message you need to be sending to them, that the woman is most important. You're not selfish. You're not making demands of her. You don't have this entitlement mentality. You're not presuming anything upon her. And guys, don't let her presume anything upon you either. Have you ever been out with a woman who she has to move her apartment and she just assumes you're going to help her move? How did that make you feel? That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, let's say you get on a date with her and you can't get her to talk. She's just totally a shrinking violet. And no matter what you say, there's just this uncomfortable silence. Well, first of all, be okay with the silence. That's her personality. Now, if she's not talking enough for you and you just can't get words out of her mouth without a crowbar and you're a talkative person, maybe you need another woman. On the other hand, if she just won't shut up. And again, raise your hand if you've been in this situation before. You're out with a woman, she just will not stop talking. You can't get a word in edgewise. The next time she interrupts you after you've been patiently waiting for 3 minutes and you start to say something and she just completely steamrolls you and starts talking over you again, laugh and kind of shrug your shoulders and look at her and shake your head and like look to the side like anybody else seeing this. She may all of a sudden get a clue and say, you know what, I've just been talking too much. Go ahead. On the other hand, she might not. In these situations, feel free to just call it out. Say, look, are you going to control this entire conversation? Because if so, I'm just going to go hang out somewhere else and let you talk to yourself. Laugh. Make light of it. But see if it helps. And if it doesn't help and you can't tolerate a woman who just will not stop talking all the time, again, it's time for a different woman. It's okay. Now, another thing is you'll get on a date with a woman and certain hot potato topics will come up. Have you ever been on a first date and she starts talking about, well, do you want to have kids or not? Well, you know, this is the first date. Why are we talking about this? A lot of times women will just bring this up as conversation. Don't get too freaked out like she wants to make babies already. But let's say you're a guy and you don't want to have kids. If you're a young guy, trust me on this, that could change someday. So you may want to say something to the effect of, well, right now I don't give much thought to having children. But, you know, by the time I'm 30, 35, that might change. It has for other guys, and it may change for me. Now, if you're an older guy, especially when you're out with younger women, a 42-year-old guy may be out with a woman who's 25. She'll go, hey, how do you feel about children? Please be honest. just tell her up front. Because at 42 years old, you know what you want. If you're still hoping that you may have a son or daughter someday, feel free to tell her that. It's just conversation. Again, don't get too freaked out about it. But if you don't want kids, be fair to this 25-year-old woman who may be looking for Mr. Right, and don't lie to her. I mean, that's just common sense. I've also been out with women who say racist things, and I don't tolerate racism. I will call women out on that all the time. If you're not a person who tolerates that, then I think you should tell a woman that you're a little bit offended. And again, that says a lot about who she is and the kind of person she is. In many cases, if she's showing her true colors enough, you may just want to keep your cards close and then just not have a second date with her. But if it's something relatively minor and you're not sure what she meant by that, by all means ask her to clarify what she meant by the term she just used. Don't kind of be a killjoy on the whole date about it. But again, if she is showing hate language, call her out on it. Another thing is politics. Let me tell you my whole line on politics. Avoid it on the first and second date. I think ultimately very few of us have a whole large percentage of our life tied up with our political views. And again, you know, you have Mary Madeline and James Carville, who literally are strategists for opposite parties who have been happily married for years. But it seems like when we get into political conversations early in relationships, first and second dates, it can kind of polarize us and it sort of throws water on the whole chemistry thing. So I would avoid any talk of politics, unless the presidential election is in a week or two, avoid it. And definitely, guys, don't just absolutely write a woman off because of who she votes for. Dig a little deeper. If you're sensing that you're going in possibly divergent directions in terms of your whole worldview, that's one thing. But if she just votes like a Democrat and you vote like a Republican, think long and hard before you say something silly. Another thing women talk about a lot on dates, and a lot of times guys can bring it up too, is what are your future plans? What she's doing is she's telegraphing that she might want to get serious with you someday. If you're going to move out of the state, now is the time to tell her that. If you don't know what your future plans are, if you're going to be applying to business school elsewhere, if you're going to be relocated because you're in the military for whatever reason, there's no sense in lying about it. So once you have some of this small talk out of the way, and we've covered a lot of different ways that we can talk to a woman and help carry the conversation and handle different situations that come up, as you move on in a relationship after that first and second date, somewhere along the line, there are going to be bigger, more important conversations, things that are pivotal to your entire relationship. Now, we've spent a lot of time talking about first and second dates because really that's where the tone is set. You find out whether you get along with someone early in a relationship or not. Then you find the conversation issue takes care of itself. And even if you do say a wrong thing a time or two along the way, after you know a woman, all will be forgiven. She won't be expecting you to be on the stage like that, like you felt the first couple dates you were on. So what are some of these situations? The first one is your first physical activity. Again, I don't like to talk about physical activity in the context of what conversation leads up to it. You should be looking for buying signals that she's ready for you. You know about the most important 30 minutes in dating. When she's giving you those buying signals, you don't say to her, "Hey, I think we're about to go get physical." You simply escalate the move, kiss her a little harder. Then, when the chips are down and it's time to move to the bedroom, simply say to her, "Let's go to the other room." She'll either say yes or she'll say no. Women are very smart. They know what they're doing. If she says no, don't freak out. She may just not be comfortable yet. Now, when you get to the point where you are going to have sex for the first time with this woman, she may say something to you like, "Are we really going to do this?" She's looking for your leadership. She's looking for you to approve of her at that point. So you can literally say, "Yes, we are." And you will. If she goes, "I'm not sure I want to do this," then you stop. You go, "Okay, I respect that." And I'd love to see you guys at that point, as soon as she says that, to pull back with such resolve that she is absolutely positive that you respect her. It is cemented in her brain that you respected her wishes. She may never get around to being sexual with you. She may have gotten to that point and put on the brakes forever. Or because she respected you, maybe next time things will progress a little more. It's not your job to try to figure that out right now. Your only job at that moment is to respect that woman. Now let's talk about how the possibility exists that as time goes on, she may say, hey, look, I think we're moving a little too fast. You may say, I agree. You may say, what exactly do you mean by moving too fast? If she is worried about the sexual escalation, tell her you're okay with taking it at her pace. That's okay. It should be okay for you too. If she says, I'm worried we're going to become exclusive and you're going to ask me to marry you, that's a very clear message to you guys that you are coming off a little needy. You're coming on a little too strong. So tell her, yeah, you know what? I agree. Let's back off. Let's take things at a slower pace. Now, as far as a woman coming on a little too strong to you about exclusivity, we of course cover that in pretty good detail in the multiple long-term relationship program here on the Leading Man System. Another thing is the just be friends talk. If a woman gives you the just be friends talk, instead of groveling, instead of begging, why don't you make it easy on her? Why don't you go, hey, I hear exactly what you're saying. We're not right for each other. That's good. Let's stay friends. Boy, she'll love you for that. She may not make you her boyfriend for that, but guys, when a woman is giving you the just be friends talk, it's not something you're going to talk her out of. That's the most important thing. Now, she may come around later after you've done a better job at attracting her and charging her up and igniting her femininity with your confident masculinity. But at that point, there is no arguing the issue. Now, as you become a much more successful man with the opposite sex and you find yourself with lots of options, you're also going to find yourself wanting to give women the just be friends talk also. You may be dating 6-7 women, you've raised the bar, you've met a couple more women, and it's time to cut back, scale back a little bit. What you do is you make a decision that certain women are no longer going to be in your dating circle. When you talk to them, you say the following. You and I are not a match for each other. When I'm with you, or as I see you, you are some other guy's woman. I want to free you up to be able to see that guy. Now, she may say, wow, that is the biggest line I've ever heard. But you know what? It's kind of true. I'm sure if you spend any time with this woman and she's perfectly nice and sweet and attractive, you don't have any ill will towards her. You don't think she's a loser. You don't hate her. You don't all of a sudden think she's ugly. But you want to let her down easy. You tell her, look, she's just not your match and that she's going to be happier with another guy. That should be the just be friends talk. Now, if a woman has cheated on you, she has wronged you in some way, you go, look, that's it. That's the end. You don't owe a woman a soft letdown. You owe a woman a swift breakup. That's the difference in those situations. If a woman really likes you and she has not done anything particularly wrong to offend you, please let her down easy with a JBF talk like we just discussed. And yeah, if you want to continue to be friends with her, absolutely. If she was so wildly attracted to you that you just don't think that's going to be possible, then you're welcome to tell her that too. Say, hey, look, I think you're getting a little bit too serious. And for the good of both of us, I'm just going to call it off. Women will appreciate that kind of honesty. Another issue is religion. Sometimes you'll find out that you have very divergent worldviews. This is something to find out at the front end, not much later, because this really, really matters. You know, you may not want to open the first date with, okay, tell me about how you feel about God. Maybe not right off the bat. But if you know that you agree, like if you met at church, for heaven's sakes, no pun intended, then you probably have something to talk about. But if you met online and it said like Christian other, and you don't really know what denomination she's going to be or whatever, don't let that be the first thing you talk about, but definitely get to it quickly. And you can just address it as follows. You can say, hey, look, you know, I think it's important that we're with each other in terms of what our general worldviews are. How do you view the big picture? Do you think God exists? Talk about things like that. Now, here's something to think about, guys. Those of you who are agnostic or atheist, you may say, I don't care about any of this stuff. So it doesn't matter. But see, you got to make sure that the woman is on the same page as you no matter what. If she starts talking about things that are really very Christian or very Muslim, or she is very much into Eastern religion and you're just not into that sort of thing, you're probably going to have a situation where you're not going to get along in the long run. So be aware of that. Another very big issue that comes up is from time to time after you know a woman, she'll say, hey, you and I need to talk. At that point, you don't argue with her. Just let her talk. Don't get all hyped up thinking you know what she's going to talk about, because you don't. If a woman says, I need to talk to you, she's talking on the phone or over IM with you, I need to talk to you and it's in person, don't let yourself build up what all the negatives are going to be. Go as soon as you possibly can, sit with the woman and have her talk to you. If it's we need to talk and she's angry, let her vent. It's not a time to take the conversation over. In fact, while she's talking, what she's doing is she's giving you time to form your thoughts so that you can not simply react, but you can proact when you say something that hopefully makes it feel better for her. If she's had a bad day, if she has something she's going to tell you that she thinks you're not going to like, and she thinks it's a big deal, and to you it's really not, the best thing you can do is tell her you still care for her, everything's going to be okay. Women love to hear that. Now, if you've been a bad guy, you need to understand that if you should apologize, we talked about how to cover that. If you are being wrongly accused, you can stand up for yourself. But you need to make that judgment after you've heard what the woman has to say. One last situation that I'm sure some of you guys have already encountered, and that's when we talk about complications related to having sex. The first one is STDs. If you have an STD, it is incumbent upon you to tell a woman, to talk about that with a woman before you were sexually intimate with her. If you would like to know whether a woman has an STD or not, please have that conversation before you're hot and heavy with her, sometime right when you know that you're headed towards sexual behavior in your relationship, but before you're actually to the point where you've turned each other on beyond the point of no return. That is a very mature conversation to have, and guys, always use a condom. Sometimes when you're a really sharp guy, and I've talked about this before, women will trap you into not using that condom. Talk about the STDs. You're not going to hear any other PUA guys or seduction community guys even bring this up, because that wouldn't sell books. It's kind of a buzzkill when talking about sexuality, but it's a mature thing to do, and you've got to bring that up when the situation arises.
So with that, we've come to the end of this program on situational conversation.
I want to thank every one of you guys and commend you all for being a part of this. By doing so, you're not only making yourself into a better man, but you're becoming one of the very few guys out there who deserves the highest echelon of women. Don't forget also, we have a very active forum now at www.deservewhatyouwant.com/forum. And I invite you guys to get on that and ask questions, not just to me, but to each other. So thanks a lot, guys. This is Scott McKay on the Leading Man System from X&Y Communications. Be good.